obviously one of the questions is going to be, you make the decision to retire, but it's not one of those, hey, the season's over, I'm retiring. When did you really start contemplating that, you know what, I think this is the time to step away? When did that start to ruminate in the mind?
It's a good question, and I would say this. As I went through my career, and there's no exact date or exact time, but I began to think as I went along, you know, it would be nice to step away before people thought I should step away, to be able to leave when I could still do it, when people thought that I had some viability and some ability, and not when I had passed that point and maybe started to misidentify players or misspeak or make mistakes or not look so good on the air or anything like that. I signed my last contract 3 years ago, and that's when I think that the wind speed kind of picked up. And I would say 2 years ago, I pretty much made up my mind. And then, you know, it really took the last year to do all the planning, to speak with my bosses at NBC and the Sixers and all that sort of thing. And I will say this, there are certainly some things I'm going to miss. Live performing, and you know all that too well, being one of them, there's nothing like it. And, of course, all the people that I worked with and the fact that I had achieved a dream. But I think that, as I said in my essay that was published online, I'm clearly well into the fourth quarter of my life. And, frankly, I want to be able to do some other things that are not necessarily related to sports or broadcasting. So I'm pretty comfortable with it, but I will say this, and I know you live a similar life doing football and basketball, that when the leaves start to turn and the weather starts to chill, I might have a few pangs, but all in all, I'm very comfortable with the decision.